The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about Monopoly Madness. Not telling you at all. Also, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit? We'll look at Sailing Away. A dude named Butgie tells evangelicals that not so fast. I don't know. We're going to see how that one goes. And then we're going to close with Jesus in the Old Testament.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. You know, Julie, it's like I've done this for like years. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Not your first barbecue.
Probably not. And I got to start calling you Wonder Julie. Okay, I got to work on that. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? And you're going to get a chance. We're going to actually give you a question, a thoughtful one. You get a chance to call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation. And the reason is because it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Now, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we talk about our sponsors, that's my cue to Wonder Julie to give me an extra minute. Before we talk about our sponsors, see how we do that? I do want to point out that there will be a question for you. And the question for you to ponder, if you have an answer, and you're not going to be kind of weird about it, is what does it mean to be led by the Holy Spirit? What does that mean? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I do not expect Wonder Julie to have an answer, and do not expect her to give her answer. I'm asking you your answer. So, what does it mean to be led by the Holy Spirit? Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. A couple things to tell you about some up-and-coming shows, and then we'll get into our sponsorship. Up-and-coming show, we have our first interview taking place on Wednesday. A lady who has written a book on the very last meal of the Titanic. That's what I said. Is going to be joining us and going to be talking about that. That should be fun. Also, on Friday, we're going to have an in-studio guest, somebody who had a dramatic experience, and the Lord restored that person, gave them the ability to walk. His name is no, is that cool or what? Johnny Hill. Nobody appreciates that story more than Wonder Julie, who has herself been in a helicopter crash.
Indeed, it's true.
Wow. That is wild stuff. So this person's going to be joining us. Johnny Hill going to be joining us in studio. Perhaps. I should say he might have to make it next Friday, but we're going to shoot for this Friday. If he can get it done, great. If not, we'll just move him to the next schedule. Next week, we got some people on who are going to be coming from Regency Book Publishing, Regnery Book Com. See, I can't even get my names right. Regency, Regnery, Regent. It's all big, one big blur. And then we are waiting to get confirmation from James Robeson's ministry to see when they're going to come on, as well as Ray Bentley. So we got some cool stuff in the works, and now we will go to our sponsorship, which we will start with our roofer, because the roof is first. We want to give a big shout out to John.
Big John. Big John.
Here's the bottom line about John, the Blessed Roofing Company. Now watch this. Very, very important. If you have had any hail damage, the hell? That's him, right? Ow, it hurts just hearing it. If you've had any of that take place on your roof, you might need a new roof. It might be damaged. You might not even know. And you're sitting there thinking, I'm going to wait until it's leaking just pouring out, and then I'll call somebody. Get a free inspection from John ahead of time. You can most likely get that entire roof replaced. No money out of pocket. Nothing weird, nothing bizarre, nothing unique. Just straightforward, honest business. His number, 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. And his URL, theblessedroofingcompany.com. I'm going to have John in the studio pretty soon. It's another interview we're going to be doing, as well as this interview. And watch this, because this person now has a new URL, our very own Pamela. I completely destroyed her name before and will now do so for the rest of the time I know her because it's fun. Melchiano. Pamela, I'll ruin your name every time. Melchiano. 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 Remember, I said I thought it was Hawaiian. It's Italian. It's a Pamela Melchiano. I should have done it that way originally. Her phone number, by the way, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. She now has, you won't believe this, we did this, worked this out because her and John are very close friends. How close? They might share a last name in the future. How that close? How about that?
Oh, that's silly.
That is silly. Thank you. Her new URL is going to be the Blessed Roofing, not the Blessed Roofing, but the Blessed Realty Company. Get how that's working? You see, one guy does a roof, but to get to the roof, you got to buy the property. Aha! I have figured it out. It is before me. So we're going to be hearing from the Blessed Realty Company and Pamela. Pretty, is that cool? I think that's totally awesome. Not only that, but then their URLs will sound alike, so we'll always put them together, and that'll work. And then when they get married, it'll just be, like, fantastic. Piece of cake. Pamela Melchiano. Not Hawaiian, but Italian. 817-505-5541. If you're not sure, you can always go to davidspoon.com, and I have a picture of her with her contact information right at the bottom of the site. So, boom. He goes, oh, I can't remember her name. davidspoon.com. Bam. There it is. Taken care of. Why? Because we're here for you and for them and for those people over there. And for that group over there. So anyway, I had a wonderful chance to talk with my friend Johnny. Johnny and I have just become friends. I called up and ended up his wife sent me back a text, and him and I got together for coffee. We didn't drink coffee. We just got together for coffee. That's code for we used somebody's place. I can't think of whose. He was sharing his testimony. Great testimony. I want to put him on the air. He's getting ready to kind of launch into some serious ministry. It's not that he hasn't done serious ministry, but he's getting ready to really, really, really launch. That's exciting. I've been involved in a lot of ministry starts. They're very exciting, but they're very challenging. And if you've ever come across somebody who's starting a ministry, and it doesn't matter if the ministry is going to a foreign country, planting a church, a prayer ministry, intercessory style ministry, a ministry of giving, a ministry of works, a ministry of service, it doesn't matter what it is. When anybody embarks on that as a Christian, we should be, all right, the gospel being preached and the truth being declared, all right, because... Why? Because that is what it's about. That pursuit for the kingdom, that desire to bring the kingdom knowledge into people's lives, that's a huge benefit for all Christians. We want as many people getting involved in the labor of the Lord as is possible. As many people as is possible. So let me encourage you right now, because some of you are out there and you're thinking, you know, I thought about doing a ministry. Well, here's my challenge to you. You might not like it. It doesn't mean I don't like you, I promise. But why haven't you done it? Why not? Well, you know, it's come on. It's not feasible. I don't think any ministry is feasible in the natural. But I think every ministry is awesome with God if it's genuinely for God and his kingdom. So you might be out there and you might be, oh, come on. You know, I don't have the proper training to do proper ministry. Let me tell you the biggest requirement for proper training for proper ministry. Can I tell you? Do you mind if I tell you? I'm going to tell you. You know what the real key is? Oh, I just thought of the passage we're going to, too. The real key for proper ministry is a proper relationship with the Lord. Because right relationship begets right ministry. Did you hear what I said? Right relationship begets right ministry. And let me read you a passage just for the fun of it so that we can make sure we're on the same page. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for the act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, this man stands before you healed. He is," referring to Jesus, "the stone the builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." And for everybody who doesn't understand why it's Jesus only, just read Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 13, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus." Look at the qualifier for Peter and John. They were unschooled, ordinary men. They were not academically superior. But you know what they did do? Hang out with Jesus. And when you hang out with Jesus, that qualifies you to make declaration that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and to be a participant in the kingdom of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Gonna take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11, all the way up. They're louder.
I have saved as the best for the last, because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people. Fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, how do you get a hold of the show? A couple of ways, of course. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com is the great way to email. If you go to Facebook and type in David Spoon Media, that's one way to do it. By the way, if you also go into Facebook and type in the Jewish Christian, that's another way to do it. I'm just letting you know. The Jewish Christian at gmail.com. I've been the Jewish Christian for years. Thank you. That's my Scooby guy. He needs a Scooby snack. Also, David Spoon Media on YouTube. That's a fun way to do it as well. All right, here's the question. Going right off of what you just heard, okay, because you just heard that whole thing, the number one way for direction and guidance to be led by the Spirit, Romans 8:14. And you think, well, you say that scripture a lot. Well, the reason that I'm saying that scripture a lot is because I have been a Christian for 40 years, a little more than 40 years. So let's see, October, November, December, January, February. Wait, November, December, January, February, March, April. 40 years and 6 months. How about that? 40 years and 6 months and what's today, the 8th? And 8 days. It's okay. For those that are thinking I'm anti-education, I'm not anti-education. I just think that ministries and churches have blown it up. If you are not aware of what a business it is, that's a shame. I happen to have a BA degree in ministry and leadership. I'm summa cum laude, which is like Johnny come lately, but summa cum laude. And then I also have a master's in theological studies. So I am a pro education. We'll probably end up getting a doctorate in theology at some point, just not this next 2 or 3 years because I need a very long break. All that to say, that passage we read in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, how that Peter and John were unschooled, ordinary guys, but they were speaking so profoundly and they were having such an impact ministry. And the bottom line is that all those schooled leaders took note that these guys had spent time with Jesus. Let me tell you, that is the qualifier. Not what your degree says. You can have so many degrees, they'll call you Dr. Fahrenheit. You can have that many degrees. Guess what? That doesn't mean you know God at all. It's that time that is spent. I find it amazing, and you'll hear me say this, and I will defend this to the very end. So Jesus presents himself in the beginning of ministry, and the Holy Spirit falls upon him, not in him, upon him, difference between in and upon, and the Father says, this is my Son with whom I am well pleased. Well pleased with what? That John dunked him? That word well pleased, just so you can know in the Greek, is a seasons, plural, of pleasure, seasons of happiness or pleasure. It wasn't just the baptism that the Father was pleased with. It was the communion between the Father and the Son. That is what prepared Jesus for his ministry, that communion. That's what prepares anybody for ministry. It's not the qualifier is not in the degree. Are you kidding? I can have three PhDs. That doesn't make me more qualified to do ministry than somebody that doesn't even have a BA degree. There are people that have had no degrees that have had much more effective ministries. It's not that education is bad. You can't use that, though, as the thing.
Oh, well, if you don't have a doctor in front of your name, then we don't know if we can really listen to you.
Dr. Some Young Moon from the Moonies did a fantastic job leading 8 million people to hell. That's awesome. Let's not do stuff like that. That's silly. So what we do want to do, though, is look at how these guys, John and Peter, had such an impact. And just so you can know, John's impact on the church was the longest. It wasn't the most in necessarily in writing terms. But remember, he was on the island of Patmos about 93 to 95 A.D. His influence on the church was the longest. Uneducated John was the beloved apostle and the beloved disciple and had impacted the church for 60 years. I mean, come on, that is so cool. So what we want to do is figure out, well, what did these guys do? And this is one of the series that I've been getting into, and one of the things that I'm doing on YouTube is I want to spend a long time, not a short time, a long time, looking at this whole understanding of having this relationship with the Holy Spirit. I have a big problem when somebody talks about the Holy Spirit, and then the next thing you know, they're wearing a lighted bow tie that spins around their neck, and they're, you know, dancing up and down, and they got a cane and a top hat, and it's all a show, and production. I can't stand that unless I'm going to a Broadway play, which, by the way, the last Broadway play I went to was at the Prime, Wicked, and my wife and I walked out halfway through. You think, what? One, how could you go to a Broadway play? Well, it was a birthday gift, and I had no idea what I was going to see. And number two, by the grace of God, she got the coughs. It was perfect. So this beautiful theater, and my wife couldn't stop coughing. All while they're singing and stuff, and I thought, that's enough. We've had enough. So I'm very thankful for that. I have so many people that are mad at me because I walked out, but, you know, a cough's a cough. So anyway, the idea is to grasp and to understand that these ministries that we engage with, these things that we do, this is all in this connection to the Holy Spirit. So I don't like these Broadway play ministers who do epic productions, and I don't like ministers, and I'm not against those people. I just don't like that style of communication. And I don't like the ministers that are Pharisees, and there's a lot of them. Well, the Holy Spirit, you know, came when the gospel was preached in Acts 2 and then again in Acts 10, and then that's it. Okay, you just threw out 78 references to the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. How'd you do that? Well, you don't have to worry about that. That's the same theology that says don't read the book of Revelation. It's too complex. Okay, that's why God put it there, so you wouldn't read it. I mean, what? That's silly. That's silliness. So I don't want to be at the extreme of bow ties, and I don't want to be the extreme of Pharisaical. I just want to understand, what does that mean? If the Holy Spirit takes the place of Jesus on earth, what does that mean? Because I really would have loved to have been around that time, or would just like to be able to walk down the road and have Jesus walking next to me and not have that be the footprints that everybody has on their wall. I want to understand it. I want to grow in that. So I've been doing some videos to that effect, and that's why I asked you. Here's a genuine, sincere, honest question. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. What does that mean? And if you think you know, you're welcome to call and share that with us at 972-445-0770. I'm not going to make fun of you. I might not agree with you, but I'm not going to make fun of you. What is it to you to be led by the Holy Spirit, 972-445-0770. I've not harped a lot on the phones because we're still just kind of getting ourselves going. And I have kind of an answer, but I want you to think that through because this is an important part of our Christianity. We believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Father in the name of the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that baptism takes place in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit through the authority of Jesus Christ. That's how you put those two together. So the question is, how does that engage with us? How do we look at that? Does that it's not that it's wrong to be charismatic, quote unquote. It's not that it's wrong to be non-charismatic. None of that's the right or wrong of anything. What's important is for us to understand, how do we engage with God? Our fellowship with God is crucial to the success of our walk and the ministry the Lord has set before us. If you think God just called you so you can be a sideline sitter who just cheers with every once in a while you wave a flag, you have not read the Gospels at all. God didn't call you to be a seat warmer. He could just make cushions for that. He called you to be a part of his kingdom and advance the kingdom. How does that happen? How do you commune with the Father? How do you commune with the Son? How do you commune with the – how does that work? We know that God is one. He manifests himself in three essences, or maybe essence. That's the wrong word. He in three manifestations, not essences. I shouldn't say it. It's one essence, God, but he manifests himself in these three elements. And I'm not sure it's as confusing as we want to make it, because we don't fully grasp it. Doesn't bother me that I, as a finite man, cannot fully grasp the infinite God, but he has manifested himself in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. So I want to understand that. One thing I know for sure, when I'm talking to Christians and they're talking about a lack of power, I know for sure it's because they're not having a good communion with the Lord. I've talked to Christians. Oh, no, I believe in the Lord. How much time do you spend with the Lord? Well, I spend time with the Lord. How much time do you spend with the Lord? I spend time with the Lord. How much time? Well, I say hi to him. see how that doesn't work? You see what I'm saying? We need to spend time with God. If you don't spend any time, 5 minutes is fantastic. If you spend 20 minutes, 25 minutes is fantastic. If you spend 45 minutes, 50 minutes is fantastic. You think I'm going to stop? Jesus would spend all night praying. Some of us can't spend all 2 minutes praying. Our most power, the biggest part of our prayer, Lord bless this food to our body. That's, for some of us, that is the extent of our prayer life. I don't think that's what God had in mind. I don't. Bless the food. Okay, that's me spending time with God. How about shutting out all the distractions and spending time with God? That's a good idea. I'm not telling you not to watch television. I don't care. But spend 5 minutes less. Or take an extra 5 minutes before you get out of bed and talk to God. I think that's good too. Come back. We're going to still talk about being led by the Spirit. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Wow, what a roof. It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord. the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Shout out to Texas Tech. It's a Texas Tech Raider. Is it the Raiders? I think it's the Raiders, right? Texas Tech Raiders? Better be. You don't know, do you? Wonder Julie, what are you asking me for, Dave?
I know that they're playing Virginia tonight. That's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, so I'm from Michigan, but not a huge Michigan State fan, just a bigger Michigan fan. And I was just as happy for Texas Tech to win. So we're going to say, go Texas Tech.
I think they are the Red Raiders.
Yeah, the Red Raiders, I think, is what they're called. So the Red Raiders, you know, it's part of learning. I did look it up in Google. It's 352 miles from my house. Not going to a home game too soon. Not right away. Can't, but I can watch it streaming. I mean, that's good. So congratulations to them. Shout out to everybody that listens on the YouTube process. We had a YouTube video that had like 100 views or whatever. And that's fine. That's, you know, we're doing fine. But, it's going to happen. We're just going to keep going. Until the Lord tells you to do something different. Somebody said something to me that I had said to them like 25 years earlier. It's like, just keep going in that direction until God tells you to do something different. And if you haven't heard from God for a while, keep doing what he told you. It's like, oh, that's good advice. Then they said, you told me that. I'm like, uh-oh. I don't like that when it comes back on you. That's kind of tough. The reality check is that we probably won't get to Jesus and the Old Testament today. We'll probably end up doing that tomorrow. It's a really interesting, I got some stats and different pieces of information. Just really find it fascinating about how Jesus was connected there. I want to stick on this being Spirit-led process. And then the politician, I don't even know what his name is. It's Butji or Butji? Or Boogie?
Like Buttigieg.
What was that?
I don't know. I know it's B-U-T-T and there's a G in there and an I and an E.
Okay.
Buttigieg or something.
But, I mean, how is that not but G? I mean, I don't know. All right, fine. We'll try and find his name so we don't mispronounce his name. Because, you know, nobody ever called anybody names except for Jesus in Matthew 23 when he called the Pharisees and Sadducees and the lawyers 13 names in one chapter. Snakes, brood of vipers. Oh, that's not calling them names. Okay, whatever you say. And then he called Herod a fox. Okay, and that wasn't in a complimentary fashion. Okay, just in case you're trying to figure that out. So, yeah, that did happen. So we'll figure it out, though, because we don't want to make fun of somebody who's telling evangelicals how to live, especially somebody who has no idea what an evangelical is, doesn't believe in the Word of God, claims to be a Christian but shows no fruits. Well, he shows some fruit, but it's not biblical fruit. That's a double entendre. Let's see if you can figure that one out. I'll let that go. Let's get back to this being led by. So we'll probably deal with that tomorrow as well as some other things. Let's get back into what we do want to talk about. And that's being led by the Spirit. Because being led by the Spirit is not a one-time scenario. Now, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. There's many people that believe being baptized in the Spirit takes place at conversion, and I think that's something we'll be examining. It's one of my favorite topics, one of the things that I did a couple of strong papers on, being baptized in the Spirit. Then after that, being filled with the Spirit. We know Ephesians tells us to be filled with the Spirit. How do you, if you're baptized in the Spirit, why do you need to be filled with the Spirit? And there's answers to that. We're going to examine that. But I don't want to get there yet. And then there's some Christians that believe, well, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a second act. And so other people believe, no, it all takes place at once. And there's other people that believe that it takes place at once, but it's not always revealed immediately. Great. We'll look at that and just be honest and examine it. That's not a problem. We can have that discussion. We're not going to be like the Democrats and the Republicans who can't talk to each other. That's the height of absurdity for Christians. We're not doing that. And there were many denominational groups that wouldn't talk to each other because they thought that the process of election was different. One thought God chose, the other thought it was all human responsibility, so they wouldn't talk to each other for 100 years. I mean, it's just like, you got to be kidding. That's like arguing over what's better, the Jetsons or the Flintstones. What is wrong with you? Don't ever be like that. Can you just see the Lord coming down and having a whole group of people come to him and going, they didn't see it the way we did. I fear and feel in my heart that Jesus' response would not be what they anticipate. I just, you know, I go. Wonder Julie, killing it today. Let's go back to this lead thing. I did a video on this. It's up on the YouTube. He's right. My son said you call it the YouTube, Dad. Yeah, he's right. Oh, I can't stand it when my son is right. Oh, all right. Anyway, on YouTube, not the YouTube. It's like the Facebook. Drop the. All right.
And the Walmart. We go to all of them.
Yeah, the Walmart. Oh, my goodness. I can't go to the bad. I'm just going too bad. Here's what I did find out. So I decided to do a little bit of study on Matthew 4:1. That says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And I decided I was going to look at that. And the primary root word is used multiple times, but this specific, the specific term for led by the Spirit in Matthew 4:1 is only used twice in the New Testament. That's the word anikthi, anikthi. It's like anikthi. And anikthi is only used twice, and here's one of the usages. And in this particular usage, when you get into Thayer and you get into Strong's and you get into the interlinear, you find out that this word means to lead up, to bring up, to offer, to produce, watch this, to put to sea or to set sail. I only got a minute? I'm bad. No. Oh, okay. You get a sound?
My bad. 6 minutes.
Okay. I was going to say, that was the fastest one ever.
I was listening to you. I'm not paying attention to what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's all right. I don't mind. So I thought that set sail was really interesting. So does Jesus, the word, listen to this. This will blow your mind. Remember that Chris Cross song years ago called Sailing? Sailing. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. That's so we don't get in trouble. Is that right? Nobody can accuse me of doing that well. Anyway, that sail, you know, that sail, that is where anikthi comes from. It's a nautical term. Now, that's not, is that it? Really? Okay. The idea, though, is that watch this. We sail with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sailed Jesus to the wilderness. Now, I find that interesting because he didn't go in a sailboat. Okay. Because think of that. The Holy Spirit sailed him to the wilderness. See, you couldn't do that. What was that? Was that just lightning? I can't hear you. You got to hit your button.
It was waves and seagulls.
Oh. The idea is that you're in a boat, and guess what happens when you put the sail up? What happens when you go sailing? I'm not a sailor, so if somebody knows sailing better than me, you're welcome to speak about it. But here's a reality check. When you go sailing, we did have a sailboat when I grew up. When you go sailing, you put the sail up, right? What does the sail do? The sail doesn't do nothing. It does something. It catches something. What does it catch? The wind. See, the wind comes in, the sail catches the wind, and off you go. What's cool about this term is that the Holy Spirit is like the wind that is blowing into the sail that's directing us. It's just cool. It's just a great thought process. Now, with that in mind, I do want to say this because this is something a lot of people miss. Well, when you're led by the Spirit, everything is perfect. Well, first, I will ask you this question. Number one, when you say everything is perfect, you mean everything is like happy? Because Jesus was led by the Spirit perfectly and it ended up in crucifixion. So let's not say something that's not true. Second, it was the Holy Spirit that led Jesus where? Into the wilderness. So I just want you to think that through. Okay, yes, there's a connection between the 40 days Jesus went there and the children of Israel being 40 years in the desert. Yes, yes, that's great, 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 great. The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. Not everywhere that God leads you is full of flowers. Sometimes it has trials attached to it. Sometimes it has difficulties attached to it. Sometimes it's a time of testing. Sometimes it's a time of great prosperity. Sometimes it's a time of no prosperity. Sometimes it's a time of great wisdom and insight. Sometimes it's a time of revelation of our foolishness. All of it, not some of it. But Jesus came to give us an abundant life. It doesn't say abundantly good. It just says abundant. That means that you'll really understand life, because life truly exists when you're connected to the Creator. Apart from the Creator, not so much. Which, of course, leads us down a few other paths that we'll get to later on. The idea is this. We are walking with the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. That leading and that guiding in a regular dictionary, not the Greek or anything, but just a regular dictionary, to be led means to be affected by external agencies or influence. Affected by external agencies or influence. You can be led by the Holy Spirit. You can be led by the world. You can be led by demonic spirits. We are told to be led by the Holy Spirit. That the influence, the agency of the Holy Spirit's influence in our lives is something that we need to have a sensitivity to. And the big struggle, of course, is how do you know whether it's us or the Lord? And we're going to talk about that as well. But I want you to think about how important this is that God spread it out throughout his word. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then It was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know? So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach this show, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You know, I had all these plans. I was going to do the whole Monopoly routine. Can't do it. I just don't have the – it's not there. I was going to do the boot guy. The butt guy, whatever his, can't do that. Going to do Jesus in the Old Testament, which is super, super cool. So I'm telling you tomorrow, you got to tune in tomorrow. The whole thing with Jesus, there's some cool, cool, cool numbers. Really some interesting stuff. But that's not where we ended up. Here's where we ended up. We're talking about communing with God, making sure you understand that there's a benefit to education. But you can't say that education is the qualifier for a person to do ministry any more than you can say that somebody who's extremely educated ought to be always teaching because they're so smart. That's not the case. In many instances, people who are overly educated are getting educated to escape, you know, engaging with people. There's just none of that is biblical in any capacity. Paul was very educated and Luke was very educated. Peter was not educated. John did not appear to be educated. For those that don't know, this is fun for you to think about. Peter and Andrew, brothers, and then James and John, brothers, and the four of them, according to the gospel, were partners in the fishing business. So when Jesus was calling people, they weren't all completely separated kind of people. But you had 4 out of 12 fishermen. Right? Matthew, most likely getting to the place of, even though he was highly despised, somebody who was in his line of work, being a tax collector, probably had some level of education and insight. I don't think that's a stretch. But here's the biggest issue that we all face, and that is, if you're going to be led by the Lord, how do you know what the voice of God is? After all, and the reality check is, we have a lot of noise between our left and right ear, don't we? So I'll give you an example. Perfect example. You're driving down the road. I'm not even going to use the freeways at all. You're driving down the road, right? And somebody is maybe on a bicycle and is not looking and goes into the crosswalk. And your first thought is, well, I can't believe that. I don't want to do anything wrong. And at the next millisecond, you see a Whataburger and you go, ooh, a Whataburger. And it's like there's so many voices going on there. There are times where we are just easily distracted. And so the question becomes, well, how can you differentiate between your voice and God's voice? Probably not God saying, ooh, Whataburger, but could be the Lord. Is that the car? Is that a car engine? But Lord probably saying, watch out for that person. I've had that happen numerous times. In fact, I will tell you this. One time, I know the enemy was trying to take out the family. I was driving my son to the hospital at 2:30 in the morning on Beardsley Road, Beardsley and Union Hills Road in Phoenix, Arizona, and the light was green, and I went to hit it because he hit his head on the corner of a table and he needed stitches. And I go and I stopped. I hit the gas button, the gas pedal, the one on the right, and then I stopped immediately. And about a second later, with no lights on, somebody came barreling through the intersection at about 100 miles an hour. I think that's lead. I go, that's not me, that's God. I think that was, or angelic, or whatever. I'll never forget it because, you know, I was like, whoa, that could have been, you know, me scattered all over there with my kids. But the real question from a practical point of view is, how do you know when the Lord is leading you? The first and foremost answer to know whether God is leading you or not has one deep, immovable place of authority, one plumb line that is not mistakable. What is it? Immistakable? That's not the right word. Something like that. No mistakable. Okay? That is the Word of God. The written Word of God is by far our absolute authority. The Holy Spirit will never, ever, ever, ever say anything contrary to the Word, since the Holy Spirit inspired the Word of God to be written. The Holy Spirit's not going to contradict himself in what he's manifesting. And by the way, are you sure it's a hymn? That's what the Holy Spirit had written in the book. You want to change it because you don't like it, because your culture is calling upon you to be, you know, be different? Don't do that. That's why you hear me say, get your BFN in the book, your big fat nose. Why? Because the book will teach you. If you know what this word has to say, you will know what the voice of God is like. You will know what God is trying to communicate. You will know how God speaks. I cannot stress enough that if you have a familiarity with the voice of God through his word, then when God speaks, you'll be able to make some connecting dots and they'll work. If you understand that this is the plumb line, hey, anytime the Lord has said things to me that I thought he said to me, if it's not in the Word or if it's contrary to the Word, I'm suspicious. Not of God. I'm suspicious of me. I don't trust me. When I had that experience years ago and the Lord spoke to me and said, that's enough regarding my drug use, and that was it. Let me tell you something. I was reading in a particular translation, and the phrase in that translation, amazingly, was God saying to the people, that's enough. I was like, oh, yeah, look at that. Not only did it impact my life forever, it's right there in Scripture, right there in Holy Writ. If we know what that word is, then when we're trying to understand the leading of the Lord, you'll already have a basis by which to go. Yes, it's a growing process. Aren't your relationships growing processes? It's not like I met my wife and the next night I knew everything about her. I can promise you that's not the case. I can personally guarantee that after decades, I am still learning a lot about her. In fact, I found out something just the other night about my wife, and this is to the point of relationships develop and grow. And that is, rather than watch one of the cartoons that I would watch that make social commentaries, she would rather watch the news. I turned to her and said, you would rather watch the news than this Simpson episode? And she said, yep.
Oh, that's silly.
Yeah. And so I didn't realize that. See, because when I eat food, I don't want serious stuff going on all around me because I can't eat. It stops me from eating. So if I watch Homer Simpson do something stupid, it's easier to eat. She, on the other hand, does not like that. I just learned that the other day. You know, that I should stop breaking my arm because I pat myself on the back so often. You know, as she has pointed out, I am my worst critic and my biggest fan. kind of a problem there from time to time. So the idea there is that you were learning. So in the Holy Spirit and in the Lord, in your communion with the Father, in the name of the Son, in your prayers. And by the way, somebody asked me, well, are you sure you're allowed to say something to the Holy Spirit? You worship. Haven't you ever sang holy, holy, holy? You sang that song, right? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You're singing to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If not, pull it out of your hymn book. My point in all this is for you and I to grow in this and to develop in this relationship. And I think I'm kicking on the Holy Spirit because at this point we're so anti. It gets irritating. And as a Jewish guy, my first 10 years had to do with not being that way towards Jesus Christ because I'm a Jew. It's like, wait, what about God, the Father? So I've gone through these cycles. And it might apply to you or it might not. This applies to you. The more time you spend with God, the better your life will be, period. In ministry, in work, and in all of life, the more of God, the better. If you disagree with that, you probably do not have a real relationship with the Lord. Because more of God, more of Him in you, through you, to you, around you, is just a better thing, period. All right, so I did go off on that tangent on the show. Maybe that will be something that ministers to people. I hope so. I hope that's a blessing for somebody and that works for you. I'm not trying to do an overemphasis, but I am going to do a long-term review. I want to understand it. I want to talk it out. I want to think it out. I want to know the scriptures and apply them and see how it works. I don't want to be afraid to examine. That seems kind of silly. So, I think we got like about a minute and a half, that ballpark. See, that clock works good. It's just it does the Army time. I can't see because I'm not in the Army. So the bottom line there is you can go to YouTube, check out our videos. I did do a couple of regular just spiritual videos, and I did some commentary videos on politics if you feel like revving it up a little. Go to Facebook, go to David Spoon Media. You're welcome to do a post there. You can like it or not like it. I don't care. Put something on there, or you can send us an email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. We love our sponsors. We have many more sponsors coming. We have interviews coming. Big shout out again to Johnny in our meeting today. It was a great meeting. We just pray that the Lord blesses each and every one of you entirely, completely, wholeheartedly, inside and out, every part of your life. That's cool. Okay? All right. That's a good way to do it. I like it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, 23 hours, I believe. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.